And we're recording. Taiwan special this week. You know, I've got a few things I could talk about. Oh my goodness, what's going on back here with this? There we go. We've got the green screen behind me here. Okay, reminder of the Taiwan special. Taiwan, I'm in Taiwan, and I've been here 10 years, and so I'm talking about life from that perspective. These live stream while I record them on Twitch. Jesse.coffee, not .com, Jesse.coffee has the links for Twitch if you want to watch them live, which would be, you know, usually, I guess, Monday morning. Or you can go watch archives there if you can't wait. They come out in podcast during the week, searchable in the iTunes store. All that stuff is listed at Jesse.coffee. T-shirts. Right now, I've got the T-shirt. You can order them, and when you do, you would get them from wherever. Right now, I'm shipping them from Asia, you know, however long that lasts. And I will be coming out with a new season at some point. And then the current shirt, currently introducing the Taiwan special, will become a more expensive shirt, a kind of a collector's item. And then I will have the new shirt for that season. That's how that works. All right. What I had a few things go on this week. One, we're dealing with politics. Politics is a thing. But I think I'm going to get to politics in some of the later episodes. We typically got three of these every week. I don't want to bore anybody. I don't want to bore you. But, you know, I'm going to explain how skateboarding relates to China starting a war with the United States by invading Taiwan. That's what I'm going to try to explain this week. I just got my skateboard parts. I've been skating for 6 months on a board that I borrowed from someone. And I recently gave the board back and bought the remaining skate parts that I needed. And now I'm riding a faster, better skateboard with decent trucks and good bearings. And I fell down today. I don't know if you want to see my bruise. I'll show you my bruise. Can you see it in the video? Where is it? Where's the bruise? There it is. Can you see it? Maybe you can't see it very well. Anyhow, it kind of hurt. Not really, but I fell down. What happened was this awesome fast skateboard is faster than I am. I've been riding this skateboard with very, very slow truck or very slow bearings. The bushings on one of the trucks was shot. And I've been doing work on the half pipe. And I mean, as a result, my leg muscles are strong. Like, I can do the pumping thing well. I mean, 6 months, rusty bearings. My friends couldn't even skateboard. They couldn't even skate with this because it was so slow. Like, skating with my slow board was exhausting to them because of all the pressure you'd have to put on the board just to go up and down the ramp. So I was going up and down the ramps, getting some pretty good height. And I would go for 30 minutes nonstop, no break, no stepping, nothing, just 30 minutes up and down, up and down. And other people couldn't go for 1 minute on this board. So my leg muscles are really strong of doing that for 6 months, but it was a slow board. So I got the learning stuff out of the way. I got the strength building stuff out of the way. Now I can go really high up on the half pipe. And it's no problem because I got the leg muscles for being able to do that. Because I've been practicing on a hyper slow board. Like it wasn't good board for 6 months. Okay, so I get the new bearings. New board. It's going fast like a skateboard should. I've got strong muscles, but I don't have the speed. I don't have the balance at that speed. I haven't practiced speed at this level. Pardon me. I'm really tired, so I'm stumbling my words a little bit. I fell down. The other guys at the skate park don't see me fall down very often. Just because I know how to not overextend myself. So I fell down. I'm the old guy who fell down, and I'm like, and one kid just, you know, you're not going to die, right? You're okay. Okay. And then, cause you pretty much, people fall down, you leave each other alone. It's like, if someone stays down for like 20 minutes, you know, then you think about calling, you know, then you think about asking him if he's okay. And if he says he's not okay for another 20 minutes, then you think about calling the ambulance. Like, that's kind of how it is. The skate people fall down. You're used to people falling down. Now, I'm down on the ground and I get up and I've got, you know, this bruise, which I didn't bruise the bone. I only bruised the skin really hard. How I managed to bruise the skin without hurting the bone. How did I do that? Well, let's see. I've been living in Asia for 10 years. How would I be able to bruise my skin really, really hard without hurting a bone at all? I'll leave that to be kind of a mystery to be figured out. I don't know. Maybe I'll buy you a Coke if you can figure out. I'll tell you what. If you can figure out, I'm going to make an offer. First person to figure out how I managed to bruise the skin really hard, and you cannot live in Asia. First person in America, you have to be in America. Sorry, other countries, I'm American shipping. Talk to the shipping companies in the countries. I will send you a free, this free Introducing the Taiwan Special t-shirt if you can tell me why I bruised the skin but not the bone. Okay, so I'm skating around with this hurt skin after this fall. And I'm going, you know, in Asian education, how all this works. So many Asian parents don't get it. That when you, I didn't fall down because I'm doing badly. I didn't fall down because I don't know what I'm doing. I fell down because I leveled up. You know, I mean, here I was on the ground, you know, the other guys are asking, are you're all right, right? You know, in Chinese, of course. And I'm like, yeah, my skateboard is better than I am. And they're like, yep, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, well, you know, and so they were, you know, like they got that. That was what I said. My skateboard's better than I am. So a lot of Asian parents in Asian education don't get this. And this is a fight. I was just talking with a professor today. She's trying to tell her students, don't just study your book for the test. Simply learn the subject matter and you'll do fine on your test and you won't have to study. And the students don't get that. The students sit in class, ignore everything, play on their phones, and they're like, just tell us the questions on the test. It's like, but if you're going to memorize the questions for the test as a means of doing well on the test, it's going to take you a lot more study time and you're going to do worse on the test. Just listen to what I'm telling you. Enjoy the learning process and your test scores will be fine. But they don't get that in that culture. It's a very, very unforgiving culture in Asia where education is concerned. When you switch over to something new, you're in a new level. There's a learning curve. And when you level up, when you start playing in the big leagues for the first time, you're going to make some mistakes. It's called being a rookie. That's normal. But in Asia, and in education in Asia, and in the culture, they don't get that. You come in as a rookie, you make one mistake, well, you'll never ever be any good. And then they get you when they're done. And so, like, lots of broken relationships, lots of short-term relationships. You do this in America, the psychologists will say that you could be borderline. You know, many hyper-intense, short-lived relationships. And that's Asia, because when the rookie makes the first mistake, they're gone, they're done. And so here I leveled up on skateboard. Many Asian parents would say, oh, you mean it's a new board, but you fell down on it? Oh, maybe it's a bad board. Maybe we should go back to the other one. And then, like, they had an idea. Like, they just had an idea. Which means the decision's final. There's no discussion. There's no deliberation. There's no evidence. There's no review. There's no possibility of being wrong. They'd never change their mind, even if they were wrong. Heaven forbid. I mean, we don't want to be wrong, but we really don't want to change our minds. And it's over, finished, done, absolutely end of discussion, cannot change ever. Hold a gun to my head, pull the trigger. I will not change because I had an idea. And then they might even go back to the skateboard shop. They want the old board back. What's wrong with you? Maybe we shouldn't do this. You know, in fact, I'm quite sure we shouldn't do. Give us the old board back or we've got to be done with this. And it can't work. And there's no discussion, persuasion, other option. And it's the end. And the kid, like if it's a parent with a kid, is done skateboarding forever. That's Asia. And that is driving. Well, we'll get to that tomorrow.